すいません、今何年ですか？
ええ？
お前さ、人間だろ？こんな時代ならもう猿じゃないはずだよな。もうお前つまらねえわ。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Series, Season 3, Lesson 4. The Meetup, Part 1. There's a lot in there.
長いですね。
Category crazy. Okay, Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
今日は、シカ。
That's right. Today we're going to cover the particle, シカ. And this is a four-part series. So in this lesson, we're going to cover,
シカ.
In the next lesson, we're going to cover,
ばかり.
And in the last lesson, we're going to cover,
だけ and the fourth lesson, we are going to cover しか、ばかり and だけ.
So, review everything.
はい。
Now, all these particles in the usage we're going to cover can roughly be translated to only. Now, we'll get more into that later in the grammar explanation, but for now, let's talk about where this conversation takes place. Naomi-sensei.
今日は。
Naomi-sensei. Naomi-sensei. どうぞ。
今日は劇場の前。Or concert hall の前ですかね? In front of some kind of theater or concert hall.
Okay, and the conversation is between?
太郎と久美です。
So a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
それから久美さんと係員も話しています。久美 and a clerk are talking too.
So there are three people in the conversation. Now what's important to notice here, between the boyfriend and girlfriend, they're speaking?
Casual Japanese.
So very informal. But when the clerk speaks, he is using
polite Japanese. I think Kumi is also using polite Japanese.
And this is a great example of going between the politeness levels. So boyfriend and girlfriend are part of that inner circle. So they're using informal Japanese. But when they go outside that circle, they're speaking polite Japanese.
そうです。
All right. With that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
うわ、もう6時50分?まずい、また遅刻だ。
今どこ?開演まであと3分しかないよ。
ごめんごめん、もうすぐ着く。今着く。
遅い。いつも太郎は自分のことしか考えてない。
おお、怖い怖い。まったく、久美子は文句しか言わないね。
お客様、開演まであと1分しかありませんよ。
あ、はい。でも、もう少しここで待ちます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
うわ、もう6時50分。まずい。また遅刻だ。
今、どこ?開演まであと3分しかないよ。
ごめん、ごめん。もうすぐ着く。今着く。
遅い。いつも太郎は自分のことしか考えてない。
おお、怖い、怖い。まったく。久美子は文句しか言わないね。
お客様、開演まであと1分しかありませんよ。
あ、はい。でも、もう少しここで待ちます。
今度は英語が入ります。
うわ、もう6時50分?まずい、また遅刻だ。
Wow, it's already 6:30. This is bad. I'm gonna be late again.
今どこ?開演まであと3分しかないよ。
Where are you now? The concert will begin in 3 minutes.
ごめんごめん。もうすぐ着く。今着く。
I'm so sorry. I'll get there soon. I'm almost there.
遅い。 いつも太郎は自分のことしか考えてない。
You're late, Taro. You don't care about anything but yourself.
おお、怖い怖い。まったく、クミコは文句しか言わないね。
She's so mad at me. Kumiko doesn't say anything but complaints.
お客様、開演まであと1分しかありませんよ。
Excuse me, miss. There's only 1 minute left before the concert begins.
あ、はい。でも、もう少しここで待ちます。
Yeah, but I'll wait here a little longer.
Naomi-sensei, どう思いましたか? What did you think?
I felt sorry for Kumi. I hope it's not winter.
So you can relate to Kumi.
そうね。
Waiting in the wind.
In the conversation, Taro said, 怖い、怖い。Scary, right? But 怖いと可愛い似てますよね。
そうですね。
気をつけてくださいね。男の人は特に。
So be careful, especially you guys out there, because you don't want to say to、a friend or something, 怖い rather than 可愛い。
そうですね。
So yeah, scary and cute.
はい。
But in the end, I think it's kind of Kumi's fault.
よくわかんないけど。
She should have him on a tighter leash.
How?
How do you say that in Japanese? Tighter leash.
Ah, しつけるっていうことですね。
One more time?
しつける。
Just break that down.
しつける。
しつける。
うん。
しつける。I like that word.
そうね。でも、ほら、some men are just impossible to しつける。じゃない?
Okay, this isn't a talk show now. Okay. Let's move on to the vocabulary. What do we have first?
まずい。
Not good. Bad.
まずい。まずい。
Next.
遅刻。
Lateness. Late coming.
遅刻。遅刻。
Next.
開演。
Start of the show. Start of the concert. Curtain raising.
開演。開演。
Next.
もうすぐ。
Almost.
もうすぐ。もうすぐ。
Next.
着く。
To arrive. To reach.
着く。着く。
Next.
怖い。
Scary. Frightening.
怖い。怖い。
Next.
文句。
Complaint.
文句。文句。
Last.
待つ。
To wait.
待つ。待つ。
Okay, so let's take a look at some of these vocab words. Let's start out with...
まずい。
Bad, not good. Now, this can be used in a couple of contexts.
そうですね。
Now, used as an adjective, it can mean bad, as in like a bad taste. Kind of like that's what pops into my mind. Like, you know, if we're eating at a restaurant and something's good, we say...
おいしい。
Or guys would say... うまい。And the opposite of that is...
おいしくない?
Or...
まずい。
Kind of which is like really bad.
そうですね。
I guess like if you're eating with a Japanese person and their reaction is kind of like, mmm, it's not good.
お
いしくない is pretty bad. And まずい is like eating dirt.
そうですね。We often use まずくないよ。It's not bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is kind of like you were expecting it to be bad or something along those lines. But here, it's used in the context not as in bad, but the situation's bad.
そうですね。This adjective also can be used for situation.
So, and kind of often with time, you know, a lot of times if I'm running late and I'm with someone, we'll say, ah, mazui.
Ah.
It's bad, as in the situation's bad because we're never going to make it on time.
Or if...You made someone upset? Ah, mazui. I made him angry. Mazui. みたいなね。
So we just want to differentiate here between using it to describe something and to describe some kind of situation. So here it's kind of like, uh-oh. Oh, man.
そうですね。
All right, on we go. Next we have...
遅刻。
Lateness.
The first kanji means late, and the second kanji means time. So, late for the time. 遅刻ですね。
I remember this word vividly. It used to be on the wall of the Japanese school I went to. 遅刻しないように。 So, don't be late. Or kind of make it so you're not late.
When you add する or をする, it becomes a verb.
To be late.
そうですね。遅刻をする or 遅刻する。
Now, a lot of times it's used just by itself, 遅刻。
でも、遅刻してごめん。
I'm sorry for being late.
とか、in a polite situation, 遅刻をしてすみません。
That's right, for an interview.
あ、そ、インタビュー?遅刻?ダメですよ、絶対。
But I think you're going to hear this expression in the next lesson, because I think Taro will be apologizing for being late.
そうかな? I hope so.
All right, on we go. What do we have next?
怖い.
Scary, frightening. Now, this isn't such a difficult word, Mm-mm. but what we want to do here is kind of take a look at the pitch accent, which is difficult.
はい.
What do we have?
怖い.
So, starts out low, rises on the wa, and then falls back down on the e.
そうですね. 怖い. 怖い.
Let me take a try here.
はい.
怖い.
Perfect ですね.
Yes, thank you, editing team.
Pretty は?
Okay. Start out low, rise on the wa, stay high for the first e, and then come back down on the last e.
かわいい。
かわいい。
そうそうそうそう。
So, let's just hear a side-by-side comparison.
かわい。
Scary?
かわいい。
Cute. All right. On to grammar. Naomi-sensei, what are we taking a look at today?
しかない。
So, しか is a particle to emphasize the element or the thing preceding the しか. Basically, it's always used in a negative sentence and means only or nothing but. Let's take a look at some examples. Well, let's start out with a conversation. What do we have in today's conversation?
太郎は自分のことしか考えてない。
Taro, you don't think about anybody but yourself. And here it's used but. We can also translate it as, Taro, you only think of yourself. But that's the meaning there. Only or nothing but. You only think of yourself. You think of nothing but yourself. Okay, let's take a look at the construction. Let's break the sentence down. First we have,
Taro.
So here just establishing the topic, which is Taro.
Wa.
This is, of course, topic marking particle.
自分.
Oneself. And here, that one is Taro. Followed by,
の.
Possessive.
こと.
Thing. So, 自分のこと, your thing, yourself, followed by
しか.
Now, the しか is used in place of the お. So we take out the お, we put in しか, followed by
考えていない.
Don't think of. And then we have to take しか考えていない as one group, and we get either only think of or nothing but think of. So you only think of yourself, you think of nothing but yourself. So this しか is always paired witha negative.
そうですね。
So you think of nothing but yourself. You think of only yourself. Let's have another example.
彼はお金が好き。
He likes money.
彼はお金しか好きじゃない。
He doesn't like anything but money. It's a closer literal translation, but it can also mean, you can also translate it as only. He only likes money. It's just the emphasis is so much stronger when you use しかない。Take, for example, in the first sentence, he likes money. Well, okay. We can even say he loves money.
彼はお金が大好き。
He loves money. But,
彼はお金しか大好きじゃない。
He doesn't love anything but money. And here the emphasis is placed solely on that one thing. So, when I first came to Japan, 彼しか食べなかった。I only ate curry.I ate nothing but curry.
そうね。私はカレーを食べました。私はカレーしか食べなかった。
So there we have it. This particle used with a negative to emphasize that one thing. Okay, I think that's going to do it for today. Now, inside the PDF, there's a much more detailed write-up on this particle and plus an introduction into the other particles we'll be talking about in the next few lessons. ばかりんだけ。Naomi-sensei.
はい。
お疲れ様でした。
お疲れ様でした。ビデオボキャブラリーもぜひチェックしておいてくださいね。
Definitely check out the video vocabulary. Have a great day.
うわ、もう6時50分？まずい、また遅刻だ。
今どこ？開演まであと3分しかないよ。
ごめんごめん、もうすぐ着く。今着く。
遅い。いつも太郎は自分のことしか考えてない。
おお、怖い怖い。まったく、久美子は文句しか言わないね。
お客様、開演まであと1分しかありませんよ。
あ、はい。でももう少しここで待ちます。